So it's the World Series tonight, huh?
Well, not the whole thing tonight.
Yeah, but they're going to get started. Yeah,
yeah, they will get started. Yeah, yeah, they will. There. Yeah, yeah.
Wonder what I'm going to have to capture, you know, because I'll want to watch the World Series, and what television shows might I possibly miss if...
Well,
watch the World Series. Yeah, not exactly sure. So do you know who's singing the national anthem tonight?
No, I don't.
Ah!
I bet you do.
Well, I found it someplace.
You have the whole lineup for every game?
I don't know that they have announced the entire lineup. That's
you know, you got to keep that a secret security thing.
Yeah. No, I don't know about that. But anyway, so, yeah, let's see. National anthem. Okay, here we go. The performers of the national anthem for the first three games of the World Series. John Legend will do the anthem tonight in San Francisco. Lady Antebellum sings prior to Game 2.
Oh, now that's a famous group.
It's also in San Francisco. I'm sorry, Chase. Please excuse me.
That's okay. No, I was saying John Legend, and then
You started screaming it, and then I could hear you down the hall. I went, yeah. And so then we got Lady Antebellum, and they're pretty good.
Well, they're a good group.
Well, and Hillary, you know that Easy on the Eyes lead singer, she's a fan of Texas A&M basketball.
Basketball, yes, yeah, she right. is. As a matter of fact, she could come and sing the national anthem here probably any old time.
Anytime she wants to.
That's right.
She can use my microphone.
There you go. Actually, you'd prefer that she come right over and use your microphone, right? Yeah.
How you doing?
Game 3, everything was fine until that snarky PA announcer.
Yeah, right? Really. No, it wouldn't be snarky at that point. It'd be kind of smarmy.
Yeah. Series shifts to Texas for Game 3. Kelly Clarkson will perform the anthem in the first game in Arlington.
Well, she's from the area there.
Yeah. She's from Burleson.
Burleson, yeah.
It's all we know right now. It's all we know right now. We'll have some more. I don't know how this works out, but this is the answer. John Stewart is the most influential man out there, according to AskMen.com. John Stewart ranks number one on the new influential men list. And let's see. Also in there would be Facebook guy Mark Zuckerberg in at number two. Kanye West. Yeah, him too. He's in at number five. Drew Brees, number six.
This year he's influential. He's throwing a lot of interceptions, actually.
President Barack Hussein Obama, the guy whose seal fell down.
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now.
Yeah. In at 21.
Yeah, probably a Democrat this close to the election.
Yeah, number 21. Yeah, that's not bad. So what are the best tech products out there for 2010?
Oh, I got your winner.
Yeah?
You do? Because you own one, right?
No, I don't. But I got your winner.
Okay. What's that? And the winner would be
the iPad.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That came in number two, actually.
Really?
It did. And I would think there are, you know, plenty of them out there. iPad is not a bad thing.
How about a Kindle?
Dina had one at the forum
Monday
night.
Yes.
I was jealous.
Yeah, were you? So jealous. I'm thinking I just won't get past the beta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Get the little kinks out. Google Android 2.2 is the number one tech product, according to the PC World folks. Then comes the aforementioned iPad. The Kindle, I don't know anybody who owns one of those.
me.
Well, you know what they're saying here, though?
What?
Third generation is the third best. So.
Well, hey.
You're like on Kindle 1.0 that has a little crank that you have to turn to keep the power going, right?
Yeah, it runs on gasoline.
Yeah, yeah. Number four, Netflix. Number four at this point, which is kind of interesting because...
Well,
go ahead.
But go ahead and finish.
Well, you're a Netflix person.
Right.
The whole idea, think about in the tech world, how long Netflix has been around.
It's because of something very important that they started doing in 2010.
Yes. And that is?
They allow you to start streaming from wireless devices. Yeah. They allow you to, they came out with an app so you can stream Netflix on your iPad or your iPod.
Yeah.
They also allow you to stream using a PS3, a Wii, or a DVD player that takes the DVD. But now, just this week, as a matter of fact, or just last week, as a matter of fact, Netflix through my PS3 at home used to need a disc. Now it doesn't even need a disc. I installed the software. I don't need a disc anymore. I can stream Netflix through my Wi-Fi at home, and I don't even need a disc anymore.
See, and then that makes it an impulse decision.
Absolutely.
That's what works. And, you know, I'm such a mozon. I was at a conference. I mean, I was sitting at a table. There were six of us, and the two guys that started Netflix with two of the guys there, and they're going, well, we're going to have this idea, we're going to send videos out here. And we're going, yeah, right, sure, that'll really work. But what happened was they got concerned about delivery system. I mean, the Postal Service is what they depended on. Postal Service started talking about cutting Saturday delivery. That would chop Netflix off right there at the knees, because a lot of people were looking to get their DVDs on the weekend.
And the thing is, because of contractual issues with movie studios and distributors and things like that, again, their movie selection, it's improving, but I would still give it a C at best.
Mm-hmm.
It is good for television shows.
And see, for a local tie-in, if it weren't for Netflix, we wouldn't have a new restaurant on University Drive. Think about it. Yeah. See, you know, that, you know, there used to be a video store there. You gotta take an extra step with me. There
you go.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah.
If you've eaten there and you like it, then you can thank Netflix. Okay. So a few weeks ago, Lisa Murkowski was. Uh-huh. We were talking about this. She's doing this write-in thing in Alaska.
Yeah.
She's a sore loser, is what she is.
Do you have to spell her name correctly?
Do you have any clarity on that?
And you do.
Ah.
They have put out a commercial, a spelling bee commercial, of a girl spelling Murkowski, so that you can go ahead and get that done. Now, if she comes close to winning, we may have to go to court and figure out if that's really what needed to be done.
It's like a hanging Chad type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. We got to get to that point.
What did they really mean
by
that?
Not exactly sure. One other voter story in Nevada, the Democrat Secretary of State announced 2 days ago that voters can be provided free food at voter turnout events, along with gift cards and other events.
Well, dadgummit, there wasn't any free food when I voted yesterday.
Well, that's what I mean. And again, we had a caller who talked about that. They used to ply you with alcohol at the polls before you went in to vote.
And I went in there at lunchtime.
Yeah, see? You could have gone.
Where's my sandwich? Yeah,
my stomach's growling. I need some food. Speaking of food, I don't know if you remember, it's 7:20. I think last week we did a story about this guy who from Washington State who was going to go on a 60-day all-potato diet because he wanted to, you know, make sure people understood how healthy potatoes could be.
How long did he last?
Well, he's still on it, but he's saying he wishes he'd made it 30 days.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's tatered out?
Yeah, good, healthy taters, okay, doing his tuber diet.
He likes tater jokes.
Yeah, let's do a tater joke. He had them boiled, baked, steamed, grilled, fried, marinated, mashed. He is the See, here's the problem. He's the executive director of the Washington Potato Commission. So you don't really want to be stepping back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or even saying that you wish you hadn't gone this long.
Yeah, if you're all in, then, buddy, you're all in. You don't need to be, you know, saying anything bad. For variety, he has soaked one pickle in potato juice. Excuse me, pickle juice. Pickle juice.
Wait, one potato in pickle juice?
Yeah.
Not pickle. One pickle in potato
no,
juice.
No, not at all. No. Because
that'd pretty much be water.
But his wife has made potato ice cream as well. Okay, what kind of pickle and how in the world could that taste? Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, that voter thing where you get free food and cards?
Yeah.
They were saying on the news last night that people were going in there and the ballots are pre-checked for Harry Reid.
Oh, I see. That's not a good thing. Yeah, you probably ought to go ahead and get a choice, too. That wouldn't be a bad thing at all. Detroit wants to change their name, but it's Detroit, Oregon.
Oh.
Ballot measure to change the name of Detroit, Oregon. They say they want to separate themselves from that
other
image
Detroit.
Of that Michigan city.
I was going to say, so are they going to change their name to We're Not That Detroit, Oregon?
I think it's a two-step process, possibly. Doug DeGeorge, who is a builder, said the word Detroit carries such a negative connotation, it could be partially counteracted by changing the town's name to Detroit Lake. He bought an old hotel called Detroit Lake Motel, so obviously he wants to change the name so he can promote his hotel. But he's saying, no offense to the people of Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, right. It's a big city. It's been around forever. We're just a beautiful city in the heart of the mountains, so adding the name Lake to it would make people understand that we're not that other Detroit. Well, you remember, who was it? Buffalo in... up on Interstate 45 would change their name like the weekend of the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, to Blue Star or something like
that. Yeah, when Buffalo was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
no problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Guess lost four times.
Yeah, more the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.